Hello everyone, my name is Urban Bruhin, I'm the founder and main developer of LibrePCB. Today I will give you a short update about the LibrePCB project. For those who do not know LibrePCB yet, it is an open source software to draw schematics and to design PCBs. It is cross-platform and runs on most computers, Windows, Linux, macOS and other operating systems, and actually it even runs on ARM CPUs. The user interface aims to be intuitive and easy to use, so even without any knowledge about LibrePCB, you can create a PCB very quickly. But at the same time, it is also intended for professional users. It has a powerful library concept, which allows to save a lot of time due to high reusability. The file format is human-readable and optimized for version control systems. And generally speaking, we focus a little bit more on usability and stability of the tool rather than on bleeding-edge features. 2 years ago, I had the last project update talk at FOSDEM 20. Since then, we released three new versions of LibrePCB, which add many new features and improvements. Last year, we also switched from the QMake build system to CMake and refactored the software architecture a little bit to keep the project maintainable and future-proof. I will not mention every improvement here. For that, you could read the full changelog on our website. Instead, I picked just a few of these improvements, which I will show you here. One of the improvements is a new, unified and more powerful number input field, which is now used across the whole user interface. Everywhere you can enter a length value, you can now enter mathematical expressions, which are then evaluated. So you don't need a calculator anymore when drawing a footprint from a datasheet. In addition, the unit can now also be changed by a context menu, so you can quickly switch between metric and imperial units. LibrePCB now also has a DXF import in the symbol editor, footprint editor and in the board editor. So, for example, if you already have the board outline as a mechanical drawing, you don't have to redraw it in LibrePCB, you can simply import it. In addition, we now also have a pick and place export to allow automated assembly of the PCBs. The last feature I want to mention is a completely new way to start ordering the PCB.